Welcome.
It's time for the Old Time Country Church Broadcast with Brother and Pastor Dave Jones from Faith Independent Baptist Church, 1532 Elijah Creek Road in Hebron, Kentucky. Check out the website,
Faith Independent Baptist at Hebron.org.
And now, Pastor Dave Jones with the Old Time Country Church Broadcast.
Hello and welcome to the Old Time Country Church Broadcast. This is Pastor Dave Jones. I am pastor of the Faith Independent Baptist Church in the community of Hebron, Kentucky. And we're glad to have you listening today. I know you're going to enjoy the broadcast today. Something a little different. Something I really think you're going to enjoy. Kind of introduce the church to you that maybe have not familiar with our congregation and our church and where we are. We'll tell you some things about the church and I invite you to come out and visit with us. But right now, first things first, unless you and I pray. Our Lord God, we're thankful that for the invitation to come to the throne boldly. God, we do come, Lord, to the throne of grace, needing help, needing mercy, and Father, needing all the things you have for us today. And we don't know what this day is going to bring. You said that we don't know what a day will bring forth, and so we don't. But Lord, we know you know. And I pray, Father, now you take control of our lives, take control of, Lord, everything we say and do. And Lord, may Jesus be lifted up, and may some poor sinner come to know Christ as Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Got a good friend of mine, Brother Tom Holt. He is pastor of the Hope Baptist Church out in Versailles, Indiana. And in another life, he was part of the Boys in Indiana. He and his brothers. And this is a song they recorded several years ago. Kind of introduced the subject today. It's called The Little Community Church House.
I was lost and spent so long, I had no one to guide my way. My soul was in darkness, had been there for many a day. In that little community churchyard, I heard the gospel calling inside. I had to kneel and pray.
Oh, I kneel down.
Oh, I kneel down.
To pray to my Savior.
Pray to my Savior.
That he might hear.
That he might hear and would accept me.
And then I felt.
And then I felt.
The Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I knew my soul.
I knew my soul was safe in thee. In that little community churchyard, that's where we kneel and pray. We'll pray to our Savior to guide us on our way. All through life's long journey, we'll need His helping hand
until we
reach that promised land.
Oh, I kneel down.
Oh, I kneel down.
Pray to my Savior.
Pray to my Savior.
That He might hear.
That He might hear and would accept me.
And then I felt.
And then I felt.
The Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I knew my soul.
I knew my soul was safe in thee.
Oh, I knew now.
Oh, I knew now.
To pray to my Savior.
Pray to my Savior.
That He might hear.
That He might hear and would accept me.
And then I felt.
And then I felt.
The Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I knew my soul.
I knew my soul was safe in thee.
I want to read today from Psalms chapter 122. And the Lord says in verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Then the last verse of that psalm, verse 9, says, because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. It helps us to go to church. It helps the believer to go to church. It'll help a sinner to go to church. You'll hear about Jesus Christ, how to get saved. And we have folks come all the time and say, preacher, I never heard preaching like that before. Not that I initiated it. Not that I originated it. They just been going someplace where nobody preached the word of God. And so we understand the importance of the house of God. We love to enjoy each other. Love to fellowship and love to be around the things of God and hear about answers, prayer and things like that. All those things we miss if you don't go to the house of God. And I realize some folks are shut in and they can't get there. I understand that. That's why we have the radio broadcast. That's why we have a shut-in ministry. That's why we visit nursing homes and things like that. There are some folks that want to come to church, but they just are not able to come. So we take the church to them, and that's a good thing too. But one thing I want you to think today about Faith Independent Baptist Church. We have folks come all the time, or they'll call and they say, preacher, what kind of Baptist church are you? Well, we're always glad to tell them. And let me just kind of introduce this subject to you today, and we'll think about it, talk about it, and then hear some music and some preaching in between, and we'll have a good time together today. But I want you to understand, first of all, that we are a Bible-believing church. You say, what do you mean by that? I mean that we believe the King James Bible is the pure Word of God, without need of correction, without error. Well, we stand on that, and we use nothing else but the old AV 1611 King James Bible. People come along and say, how about the New King James? We reject it. What about the NIV? We reject it. What about the ESV? We reject all of those things because they are corrupt, and they change and leave out scriptures, and they cause confusion, and that old King James rings true, brother. And somebody said, I can't understand it. No, the problem is you understand it too good, like I do. It skins your hide once in a while. But we are a Bible-believing church. All of our classes are based on the King James Bible. All of our Sunday school is. All of our preaching is. And go on down the line. And so if that's the kind of church you're looking for, you might want to come and visit with us and just sit and listen a while and see if God speaks to your heart. So we are a Bible-believing church. And that being said, because we're Bible-believing, we are an independent church. You say, what does that mean? That means we don't belong to anybody's religious organization. We are not overseen by some headquarters somewhere in another state. Our overseer is in glory, and our headquarters is at the throne of God. And that's just Bible. That's just what God said about the early church. And so we don't have a bunch of potentates come in and tell us what we do. We make our own decisions. We call our own preachers. We are independent in that sense. Now, we're totally dependent on God. We really are. We're totally dependent on God because Dave Jones is nothing but an old sinner saved by God's grace, ought to be in hell this morning. But I'm just telling you that God called me to be the pastor of the Faith Independent Baptist Church, and I am honored to hold that position today. But we are an independent church. We don't take anybody's quarterly. We don't have something rammed down our throat by some religious organization somewhere that knows nothing about our congregation. We don't send any of our money to some religious organization. They can divvy it up as they see fit. We spend our own money. We collect our own offerings. We have accountability and things like that. And so we are an independent and a Bible-believing church. But we're also a mission-minded church. We support missions. Right now, I think we help 30-some missions, mission projects and missionaries. And we had a missions conference here recently, and Brother Sid White and some folks were in to preach to us. Brother Joe Banks, you'll hear him preach here in a little while on this broadcast. We had a good time. It was more like revival than it was a missions conference. We had good time singing and preaching and praising God, and it was just a good time. But we believe in missions. I preached in a church one time. The last two words of that church was Missionary Baptist Church. And I asked the fellow, I said, what missionaries do y'all support? And they said, we don't support any. I said, I thought it was a Missionary Baptist Church. He said, we don't support one mission. Well, that's kind of crazy. I'd take that off my sign, brother. The Bible teaches us missions. The Bible teaches the local church should send out missionaries and give to missions. And our folks give liberally to missions. And we represent missions all around this world and as well as at home. And we're glad to do that. Hey, and guess what? God blesses our church because of it. It's just like God blesses me and you. If we give to God's cause, God blesses the church if we give to God's cause. And so we collect up mission offerings. We send every dime to the missionaries. We do not keep any there for our overhead. We do not keep anything back. We send every nickel that comes in, every dollar, every check that comes in from missions, they go directly to that missionary. And so we are a mission-minded church. But I tell you, we're also an evangelistic church. You say, what does that mean? That means the Bible said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He said, go to Jerusalem, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. We are evangelistic at home here. We try to win people to Christ. That's why, number one reason, we're on the radio today, because it's a soul-winning tool. Yeah, we minister to the folks that are shut in, and thank God for that. We hear from them, and they enjoy the broadcast, and we're honored to do that. But along the way, we're praying that God will save souls because of the radio broadcast. And God just put this in our lap. I'm going to tell you something. We weren't even thinking about radio a couple of years ago, but the Lord came along, and through a series of circumstances, we were able to be on this good radio station. And I appreciate that. And so through that, we're praying that folks get saved. Our radio broadcast, the old time Country Church broadcast, is one that reaches out to the lost. And that's our prayer. And we bathe this broadcast in prayer. On Wednesday night and Sunday night, we pray for this broadcast. We pray for Brother Jim Stevens, who's our producer of this. And we pray for the radio station, those who operated. And we pray, Lord, that it would just go out every place and somebody hear the gospel and be saved. But we also have other evangelistic outreach as well. We have the Boone County Fair in Kentucky. Every year we put up a booth and we give out hundreds and hundreds of tracts and portions of the gospel and Bibles and things like that. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of expense. But you know why we do it? So folks get saved. We want to hear somebody getting saved as a result of that. And we actually have people who come into our church now and have stayed and become members that heard about us through the Boone County Fair. And that'll be coming up in August again. And we also do a lot of other things too. We give out a lot of gospel tracts. We invest in a lot of gospel tracts. And we give out Bibles and portions of scripture and literature and things like that. Every place we go, we have a group of widow ladies in our church that make little crosses and put scripture with them. And they have given them out by the thousands. Many of them go around the world out of a little old organization right here in Hebron, Kentucky. We have a nursing home ministry. We have two men that go to nursing homes, one on the third Sunday, one the first Sunday, two different nursing homes. I go myself every now and then. But why do we do that? To minister to the shut-ins as well as trying to get somebody saved. Not everybody in the nursing home is saved, and we've had people saved as a result of that. And so you can see that a lot of things that God does through us. We're a small church. We're not a huge denominational church, and we pray to get bigger one day. But God will do what he wants to do. We're out there trying to do God's business and take care of what God wants us to do. And David said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. I know some people that are sad and beat up when you invite them to church. I'm not. I'm glad to go to the house of God. And I'll tell you something, if I get where I can't talk anymore, drag my old hide in the house of God, prop me up on the front row, and I'll gum and thank God. I'll do anything I can to help somebody get saved as long as I've got breath. But one of the things I want you to think about is the music at our church. We love music, the right kind, and the Lord has blessed us with several good musicians and singers. We have folks that play instruments. We have a choir. We have folks that do different group singing, and every now and then we have some special folks come through, like Brother Dale Tilly, and we'll have some bluegrass gospel, and we love that. That doesn't take the place of the preaching, but we enjoy the music. So right now, I think it's a pretty good place to take a break here and let you listen to some of that music. Right now, here's a song that my boys and I and Brother Dale Tilly did not too long ago. It's called Take Your Shoes Off, Moses, You're on Holy Ground.
Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground. Holy ground, yes, holy ground. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground. For I spoke to Moses in the burning bush, saying, I am the Lord thy God. Take shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, yes, holy ground. Take shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, for I am the Lord thy God.
Well, we enjoy the music, but I'll tell you something. The preaching is the precedent at Faith Independent Baptist Church. We put a special emphasis on preaching, and that's as it should be. The Bible said it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them to believe. The Bible said in Acts chapter 8 that after Stephen was stoned, the believers, the children of God, the preachers went everywhere preaching the gospel. I read about Philip down there in the desert, and that Ethiopian eunuch stopped him, and he got up in a chair with him, and he said, "You understand what you're reading?" That old eunuch was reading a portion of Isaiah chapter 53, and he said, "How can I except some man should guide me?" And Philip began the same scripture, and the Bible said he preached unto him Jesus Christ. We need preaching. I like teaching, and we do both at our church, but I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing like preaching that'll stir you up and get you ready to go and things like that. And I'll tell you something. We've had some good preachers come in across our platform, and God has blessed us, and we try to have the right kind in. I'm not a big fan of Fancy Dan and these guys that preach the sermons so many times they're slicker than a rat's tail and their hair all glued back. I'm not a big fan of that. I like somebody real. I like somebody that knows something about God. I like a preacher that's been on his knees and praying and asking God for the anointing of the scripture. And I'll tell you something, that's the kind we try to have, and it's blessed our people. And not too long ago, we had a missions conference at our church, I told you, and we had some really good preaching. And I want you to, first of all, take a listen to Brother Dale Tilly in our congregation recently preaching to us. And let me give you an example of what Brother Dale was preaching about, and you're listening to have a good time listening to it.
You can ask God for $1 million. If he knows you need it for the cause of Christ, you better believe he'll give it. But you can't just blatantly ask God for $1 million to consume it upon your own self.
Amen.
You can't do what they're doing. They're going to give an account to God for fleecing God's sheep.
Amen. That's right, brother.
An abuse of money. What does one man and his wife need with a 30,000 square foot mansion and two jets and landing pads out there, right, airports or on his own property? What does one man preacher need with that? It doesn't justify that. No need for that. It's an abuse of money and of God's money.
Right.
I heard it with my own ears because I didn't believe it. When someone told me, I typed it up on YouTube and found the episode of Kenneth Copeland saying, "I'm not afraid to tell you I'm a billionaire." Well, I looked it up. He's really not a billionaire. He's only worth 700 and some million dollars. But counting his organization, I guess he is worth $1 billion. You say, "Brother Dale, but God did say that in John 15:16, didn't he?" Look at that verse. "You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever." See? Let's take it in context here. He ain't talking about money, is he? He's talking about fruit. "That whatsoever you should ask of the Father in my name." In other words, you ain't got no fruit, you ought to be asking for fruit. You ought to be asking for fruit for the Lord's work. But they take this and say, they use it for money. "You should ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." Well, they won't tell you about verse 7. Verse 7 puts it in perspective. "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you." I got some news for you. Before you need something given unto you, you need something done unto you. Because if you don't have anything done to you, you won't ask right. You'll ask amiss that you may consume it upon yourself.
Amen.
But if you have something done by God to you, you won't ask to consume anything on yourself. You won't ask amiss. You'll ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then that will be fine. The Bible said that, well, here's our problem here. We just got to do like the Bible said and learn to be content with the things that we have. But godliness with contentment is great gain. We bought nothing in this world, it's certain we can carry nothing out. I don't care if you're buried in it. One man was buried in his Cadillac. Yeah, imagine that. People have been buried with their dog. God help the dog. Been buried with their dog. Let the dog live. People have been buried with money. Some guy was buried with all his gold and cash. One of his best days, you heard that, his best friends gathered there. And they said, one of them said, "What about him being buried with money?" And they owed him money. To make a long story short, one of them said, "Yeah, did you pay your debt?" "Yeah, sure did. I wrote a check and threw it right in that coffin."
One of our other preachers that came by was Brother Joe Banks from down in the mountains of Letcher County and in Kentucky. I pastored a country church down there. Brother Joe was a good preacher and a good singer, and we had a best time with him. And right now, take a listen. He was wound up in preaching. I recently recently at our missions conference. Take a listen.
As the preacher taught this morning in Sunday school, I'm just a preacher. I'm no different than you are. But God has chosen me and has given me the grace and the mercy and the anointing to bring the gospel and good tidings unto the people. Amen. And that's where it ends when he comes as far as who I am. Amen. Amen. I want to say to you this morning, as Joseph approached the end of his earthly life, and we're all going to come to that day. The older I get, I start thinking of things, man, I would have never thought of when I was in my 20s. You know, you think, wow, you know what? I can't believe I'm starting to think about funeral arrangements. I can't believe that's even coming to my mind. I can't fathom. I mean, what's wrong with me? I'm getting old. I'm getting older.
So you see that we have a variety of preaching come through, and I try to do my best. Brother Jason Holbrook is my assistant, a good Bible preacher, and so we get a variety of preaching. So I want you to understand that our church is nothing without Jesus Christ. I don't mean to imply that we're the only ones that have the truth. No, that's not true at all. I'm just telling you that if you're close by and within driving distance, and you're looking for an old-time church, come by and see us. And enjoy the preaching and the fellowship. We are a friendly church. Somebody sent me a note the other day that had been visiting. And they said, "Preacher, one of the things I found out about Faith Independent Baptist Church is two things." He said, "Number one," he said, "I found out that they were friendly from day one. They acted like they enjoyed my being there, and they cared that I was there. A lot of churches this guy had been to, nobody even come by and shook his hand. And that's sad, brother. That is really sad." And the other thing he said, "Preacher, I believe the people there are real. I wanted to shout. I wanted to run the aisles and praise God, because that's exactly the thing we want. That's what we work at. That's the atmosphere we want to create. We are real. We're sinners saved by God's grace." I told the people the other day, "So we're all a work in progress, brother. None of us arrived, including your pastor. God's working on us, but that's why we get around the altars. That's why we pray. That's why we love one another and forgive one another when we have to." And I'm telling you, brother, that kind of atmosphere is rare in today's society. I had somebody the other day call up and said, "Preacher, I'm so tired of the nightclub churches. I know exactly what they mean. I know exactly what they're talking about. All this smoke and mirrors and jive turkey rock and roll, that kind of stuff, and no preaching, and a preacher coming out with his britches hanging out and stuff like that. I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan of that. We are the house of God. God, we're not a nightclub. We're not a coffee house. Sorry, listen to me. We're not a place you can stop by and have a burger and some fries. Now, if you want to have some downstairs in the fellowship hall, have at it. Bring enough for the preacher. That's all I'm saying. But I'm telling you that we're come to the house of God to worship him and glorify God. And so we are a friendly church. And we understand that first impressions are very important. People come in, the first time they're there, it makes a lasting impression on them. We want that impression to be a good one. I realize there's some people, I understand. Hey, I've been in ministry 48 years, 49 years, and I've seen about a lot of stuff, and I realize there's some people who come just to find fault. I understand that. Now, you know what? If you come just to find fault, I'm going to be sure you find one. If I know your deal and you're looking for a preacher to raise his voice, I'll holler a little louder for you and that kind of thing. If you don't like a preacher to snort and sweat, I'll do an extra job on that so you really get something to gripe about. But those people are very few and far between. I believe that most folks that come to church are sincerely seeking a place where they can serve God and want to serve God and listen to the Savior and things like that. And so I want you to think about this. We are a friendly church, and we are an outgoing church, and we are a growing church. God's adding to our number, and God's we pray that God will add workers to our midst. That's one of the prayers of the Bible. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few, and we need laborers. But we need the right kind. We need somebody that wants to serve Jesus Christ without notoriety, without their name being lifted up. And the truth is, with music and singing and preaching, anything else, we're not interested in somebody just wanting to make a name for themselves and be a showboat or want the limelight. We want Jesus to get the limelight. We want to get him to be glorified. Right now, I want you to we'll take a break here. I want you to take a listen to some more music from some of our folks. And I think you'll enjoy this from the recent gospel singing we have. And this is the Merrill family singing, and you'll enjoy some of their music. Take a listen.
It's a long and dusty road that my feet they are traveling on, and sometimes, oh, the clouds are dark and low. Oh, but I've got to keep the faith and walk the straight and narrow way to reach that place that I will call my own.
For my heart is just around the bend. I think about it now and then, with unions by the millions everywhere. But the one that I so long to see is the one who bled and died for me. Dear, that I am just a stranger here, just passing on a temporary stay. But I'm looking forward to the time when all of heaven it will be mine, when all someday, just any day.
Amen.
So I hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is something a little different. We normally all come on with a little different format, but I felt it was important for you to understand who we are. We don't want to be put on a show that you think we're something we're not. We're just old sinners saved by God's grace, an independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist church that's trying to serve God and win folks to Christ till Jesus comes. We believe he's coming again. Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly," and we pray for his coming. We believe that it's imminent. We believe he's coming before the tribulation period, and we're looking for him, and I pray you are too. And if you're not saved, please consider your soul. The Bible said, "If thou shalt call upon the servant, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved." And so, until the next time, neighbor, may God bless you.
You've been listening to the Old Time Country Church Broadcast with Brother and Pastor Dave Jones from Faith Independent Baptist Church, 1532 Elijah Creek Road in Hebron, Kentucky. Check out the website,
Faith Independent Baptist at Hebron.org.
Write to Faith Independent Baptist Church today, Post Office Box 502, Hebron, Kentucky, 41048. Faith Independent Baptist Church in Hebron, with Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning preaching at 11 a.m., Sunday evening Bible study at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening prayer service at 6:30 p.m. Tune in again next week at this time for the Old Time Country Church Broadcast with Pastor Dave Jones. Thanks for listening.